Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at
97.3. Alice at 97.3. Oh, the old school fade out right there. You don't get that much these days, you know? It was like a John Mayer song a year or so ago. It had a fade out. I was like, oh, fade out. Imagine that. Things got like a, yeah. Used to be the way. When I was first starting to learn to DJ, I worked at this country station, and all these songs have these really long fade outs. And you'd start talking, like, you know, doing your rap between songs, like 30 or 40 seconds. Like, there was just nothing else that was going to happen in the song. You just start talking over the end of the song. These days, though, you got to wait for that cold stab at the end or their little, you know, trailing vocal that ends it. Morning, everybody. It's Friday.
Good morning.
Oh, boy.
Inside DJ talk.
Whatever. You know, it's fun.
DJ no, it talk. Is. I agree. I used to. I know. You know, when you could. First of all, I didn't really like talking over the front of a song in general. It just feels like, here's the song. Have a good one. But I also think if you can hit the post, like, you know, a nice, clean, not ridiculous 45-second, you know, meandering conversation, just killing time. Right. But if you can talk up the post and nail your call letter, numbers, whatever, right as that drum hit or right as that vocal, that sounds killer.
On Alice at 97.3. I'll wait until you love me.
Sounds so good.
Yeah, it sounds great. I know.
That
you
is
know,
a the perfect, geek out DJ moment where
the
you're
perfect,
like, yeah!
I know. You're like, I just nailed it. My program director, when we sit down and listen to this skim tape, is going to be so proud of me. It's 8 seconds. That's the perfect intro length.
That's what I mean. Like, not gratuitous, not some ridiculous. I'm going to give you the weather, and I'm going to, but just
I'm going to talk
nice,
over
clean
the intro to Stairway to Heaven.
or finding like some way out there point that you go. Right. Here's, I'll stop here.
Right,
stupid.
Yeah, it's it is good though. I mean, it's weird because now everything's on the computer, so it's really hard to, you know, start the thing exactly when you want to and stop the last one and do the crossfade and. I don't know.
Well,
the
don't.
Old days. Ah, the old days.
Right.
Those good times. I mean, for God's sake, I played vinyl at my first gig. You know?
Yeah, I never did that.
And then we went to... And then a lot of it was on carts and or CDs.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
It's,
that's
you
what I did.
You don't need
CDs,
to know.
CDs,
yeah,
carts.
But it's, you know, listen, it was a skill. Now it's just you push some buttons.
And walk away.
And walk away.
And leave for a while.
It runs itself, and then you can go, like, have lunch and come back. You know, I got 40 minutes before I got to talk again.
Yep.
Yep. And now we just sit at our houses, and someone else does it all. We just...
Hi, Nicole.
It says, hey, Nicole. Nicole's like, hi, DJ. Yeah. Nicole is technically the only DJ in there. I guess. We're all people at our houses.
How are you today, Nicole?
We're in our PJs.
Do you have big weekend plans?
No,
you were drinking yesterday though. What was your thing?
No, that was the day before.
Oh,
something about this game is harder the more I drink or something.
Yeah, it's called Hues and Cues. A lot of people were asking me about it, and so you get a card and it has four colors on it. And you have to pick a color, and you have to describe the color by, and you can't use like any primary colors, so you can't say orange. You
it's
can't
in
do
the family
that.
Of red.
Yeah, so you have to like think of a color, and then your second clue has to be two words. And as you drank more, it got really complicated.
doesn't everything?
Yeah.
Some things get smoother when you drink. Yeah.
At least noticed. You think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm much
my
more
voice
hilarious.
Sounds great
oh
right
God,
now.
Oh,
my
God. I sound like a warbling angel.
Like my sister, she said like aquamarine and as one clue because it's like one. That's one word.
And but that's the actual color.
But yeah, that's a. Yeah,
but
that's...
it's in a primary. So you
you can say.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
And then her second clue was the Sedona McDonald's. I had no idea what she meant by that.
Turquoise.
How'd you know that? I had no idea what
because
she meant.
Because Sedona's in Arizona, and Arizona is known for turquoise.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I had no idea. And
but
we
who
just,
knew that Sedona McDonald's went with that color palette?
Yeah, I was cracking. It was not that funny, but I was laughing so hard because I'm like, how do you, we've never been to Arizona, yeah. So how do you know that?
That is so funny.
Well, her clue worked for me, so fun enough. Yeah. And I'm an idiot, so, you know.
But we already had aquamarine in our pocket there, so it's. You know,
but you have to give two clues, so I think that made it more confusing because then you start to overthink.
Yes,
and the whole McDonald's thing that just set the night off. We right. were just joking around the rest of the
Sedona
time.
Sedona McDonald's.
night off.
Well, that's fun. What kind of wine were you drinking?
A red blend.
Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. I tried that Snoop Dogg one.
Oh,
it's
you
actually
did?
Really, yeah, it's really good.
What is there's like the, what's the cutesy name for the Snoop Dogg wine?
Oh. Cali, red oh, Cali or something. Okay. Yeah.
I thought it had some like clever little name thing going on.
Yeah, it's Cali Red.
Yeah.
So Cali Red. And yeah. You liked it, huh?
Yeah, it was good. It was like.
Don't you get like kind of a hangover when you drink red wine?
No.
No, no you're young. Mm. Maybe that's it. Your body
well,
can
you
handle it.
You get a hangover when you drink any. Like, you don't get hung when you drink a ton of vodka?
Yeah, I'll get hung. It's but when I drink a bunch of red wine, it's a knocker the next day. Oh. Like, oh. And white wine, I can drink a bottle of white wine and be fine.
Probably,
I mean,
it's probably the tannins in the red wine.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. Well, I mean, one bottle. That's
right.
What
no,
you drink.
I'm with you. You should have as many bottles as you can.
Well, if one. <you can. laughs> one's the number. I feel like if there's four people and we've drunk four bottles of wine, we all got our bottle. You
right.
know. I never drink wine, though. I can't.
But if there's
I'm
a
not,
bunch of room for another bottle, you should certainly, you know.
Sure. Well, you don't want to leave one lone soldier standing there like, right. Hey, what? No one's going to drink me?
Right.
All right. And there's your friend, number six. Let's, you know, it's a party. Although I will say I can really only handle like maybe two glasses of wine. And then I'm like, all right, it's time for vodka, which is always a great choice.
The mixing. Good for you.
Yeah. Well, I feel like if I mix early enough, I'll be fine. Don't worry. What could possibly
I'll just
go wrong?
I take five Advil before bed every
night. I take them throughout the night. I take them throughout the, I take them when I start. And then I'll take another set, like, I don't know, maybe 10 p.m. And then another set when I go
I
to sleep.
I feel like I should step in here.
Well, probably you should. Someone should.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, for some reason, the Clark family, this includes her mom, and it seems the stock is strong, and they can get away with, God, all kinds of things that would take down a mere mortal. So.
Right.
This health regimen she's discussing at the moment.
Hey, I take the aspirin with a huge glass of water. You got to stay hydrated when you're drinking. That's
again,
very important.
I,
yeah,
stop
I
it.
Agree with that. That's
again,
what I tell
I'm
friends.
Trying to say this is not a health regimen.
We're not
that
recommending
will work for
this.
Most people. Okay,
right. But Jesus everybody's got to find their Clark. Own way. You got to find your own. Doing? You got to find your own thing.
There's a doctor out there going alcohol and Advil all night. That is not smart.
No,
but,
it's fine.
Okay.
She's gonna write in and be like,
as long as
"Well,
she has water.
Sounds like she's got it." Yeah, you gotta have the water. And then first thing in the morning, huge glass of water and some more Advil and coffee. Oh, gotta have that.
And just okay. toast.
Yeah, toast. Mm-hmm. No butter even. Like, I don't want anything slimy on there.
Mm-hmm.
Just something to absorb.
I've never
what's
heard
left.
You say no to butter. Wow.
Well, you have to when you're not feeling good in the morning. You know, you need that piece of bread to absorb what needs to be absorbed in your heavily tormented alimentary canal, and then you're all set.
All right.
You know, mouth to butt. That's the canal.
What?
You've never heard of the alimentary canal?
Mouth to butt.
No.
That's what it is. ALI.
Except we're talking about liquid, aren't we?
It's the whole thing. Well, I mean, I assume some of it comes out. Okay. Well, hi. It's Friday. It's Friday, you guys.
Yeah, it
I
is.
There's something in there. Hey, are we going to do a...
Friday, you mother...
Yeah, you mother fathers. We're going to try and do a happy hour tonight?
Oh, are we?
I don't know.
I haven't planned for that.
Yeah. Oh,
all
right.
We can discuss that.
Well, we can talk about it later in the day. Mm-hmm. A lot of times, Bryn and I, and often Nicole, and, you know, sometimes special guests, randoms, jump on to Zoom around 5. Because there's nothing else. You can't go anywhere. You know, it's not like we're going to a party.
No, the lockdowns are coming back. Yeah. It's such a bummer.
I know. This is, and it's only beginning. You know, though, I did, Nikki, you sent me some story about 100 million vaccines available by February or something.
Yeah.
I mean, they're plowing
the
it out.
The U.S. government has planned a big goal, and it's obvious it's priority one, and as it should
great.
Be.
Right. Hello.
So, you know. We've been waiting for this. Now we've got the vaccine, and I'm stoked. Yeah.
I know, me too. Mm.
Get that going, for crying out loud.
Yep. Get her done. It's that's what we're all waiting on. It does feel, honestly, it's been such good news because it feels like there's a light at the end of the tunnel. And there is, right?
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
It's, you know.
This is the thing. If you read the paper right now with all of the surging and the increase, it's a bummer because you can't help but think, well, okay, obviously we're going to have a really hard time before things get better.
Right.
And so to me, now that we know the vaccine's here, it's easy.
Right.
I just feel
like lock it down.
We've done this long. This next little clip is the easy part because we know we're getting to the end. We know we've got, and I'll take that shot.
Oh my God.
I'm in.
As soon as I'm, my number's up. Like, what is the, when will healthy, regular adults get it? Like, I have to assume we're last in line.
I'm guessing after February, like that, those numbers will probably get to the people it needs to get to by then, you know, that. The first 40 million are going to be turned out this month.
Right.
You know, and that's quick. That's now. That's happening. They've got the refrigerators. They've got all the stuff. They're planes, special planes, getting these things spread out to the places they need to go. That is happening as we speak. So it's cool. I'm encouraged.
Oh,
I feel good.
Right. Well, and just knowing that the whole thing's over June 1st, I mean, it's...
Right.
If you told me last March that it wouldn't be over until a year from June, then I would have been. But now I'm like, yes, God, so quick.
Oh, the weirdest part of this is every wise guy, myself included, goes, well, you know, there's something here. We'll go somewhere else. Except it's the whole world. There isn't a spot on Earth you can hide from this thing.
No.
Mm-mm. I mean, even Franti over in Bali, who's stuck there, is still having to deal with the masks.
Absolutely.
So it's just, there's no place to run to. Anyway.
Yeah. I should check in with him. I wonder what his plan is. Like, are they,
they're still there.
So, I mean, are they super stoked to still be there? Or is he like itching to get home? Like, I wonder what his.
Oh, I bet you.
I'm sure he
could
go home.
At first it
if
was
he
a real
to.
Problem, but he seems to now be doing business from there with
from
videos
there.
And podcasts and.
And then their resort's back open. I mean,
he has to think about his kid, too, because the kid's with them. So they're probably just being as safe as possible.
And what's he going to do? It's not like it's still not like he can play live shows or tour, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's,
right. Run home to what? Lockdown here?
Right. Exactly.
I'd stay in Bali.
Oh, my God. I know, right?
Yeah. I mean, if I could.
Mm-hmm. I'll shoot
it's
him.
It's not like there's some job here that he can't. I mean, we have to be on the air. So there's a different deal.
Right. Well, and we are making it work from our homes. I guess that's, you know, the important thing is to find some place that you're comfortable, you can get your work done from, and that's...
I don't know what the time difference is, but if I was stuck in Bali, I'm guessing it wouldn't be as easy for us to link the way we need to it at the right time, but...
Probably not. I think he's been on a couple times, and I want to say it's like late at night there right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right. I don't know. Can we figure out the time change? Let's figure that out. How many times?
Yeah, it's 10 p.m. over there.
Okay, great. 10 p.m. yesterday or 10 p.m. tonight?
In Bali.
10 p.m. tonight.
It's already almost Saturday there.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
A couple hours.
That's too bad.
Boy, they've already lived their whole Friday. That's too bad. We still have ours to look forward to.
Yep.
Lucky us.
Is anybody doing anything this weekend? I'm definitely riding my bike. That's all I know.
Oh, good for you.
Oh, my God. I love I'm telling you. I'm kind of hoping my one kid doesn't ride that bike too much.
Oh, so you can.
I love that bike.
You know he's not going to. You know he's not.
I know. It's so great.
It's he's going to be like.
I bought it for me, basically.
Anyway. Get on you. Listen to this. So yesterday.
Yeah.
I finished doing whatever I can't even remember. Oh, Maka's here. So actually, I got to leave fairly quickly after work.
And so you got to surf in.
Kind of.
Oh.
So I look at this camera. We have a surf. It's called Surf Line. You can bring up spots. Certain spots have cameras. You can look at the surf. And I knew the surf was going to be huge or big, I should say. So I took a look at the camera, and it didn't look that big. So in town, and I know the spot that I was going was going to be bigger than anything happened in town anyway. So I'm like, it's not that bad. Okay. So I bring a board and I head out and it is huge. Like,
what's huge?
10 to 15 foot and building.
Oh.
So I get there, I'm looking at it and I'm like, oh, holy crap. But I watch it for a bit and I go, okay, I think I can do this. I'm going to, you know, I can sneak in.
What's your limit usually? Like, what's a perfect
I don't like
wave
to surf
you?
Over 12 foot.
Okay.
Period.
So 12 like, would be the max. And those
like,
would
I'll
be
surf.
Like the...
What I really like is, you know, say 6 to 10. With,
oh, yeah,
you know,
sure.
Maybe some a couple bigger mixed in. This was 10 to 15 and building.
Mm. But you're thinking, I can do this.
I think I can get out there and get some and get in. And it looks so
tempting. Sweet.
Yes.
Bro, you got to at least give it a spin.
Yeah, I
got to give it a try. Come on in, man. The water's fine. Let's do this. Cowabunga, dude. Here we go. 10 to 15.
So things were going well until...
Uh-oh.
Right. Absolutely.
Uh-oh.
Completely caught in the worst possible spot where I'm like, okay, those waves coming at me now are... even bigger than anything that I've seen come through here, and they're about to break 50 feet in front of me.
What does that mean?
That means they are about to pound all at once.
You're not out far enough to get
them. And I'm
them.
Sitting in the flat with nowhere to go.
Oh,
I can't
God.
Go in. I can't go under. I'm just going to have to take these things and just get washed by them. So I get under the first one, and I'm like... I'm scared for sure. I'm absolutely scared.
Oh, my God. I'm scared now, too.
I get under the second one.
Oh, no.
And I'm still cool. Like, I'm scared, but I'm like, I got this. This is fine. And then the third one right behind it is coming on me too fast. And I get under that one, and I'm being pulled, and then I feel my surfboard pull free. It's just like a...
Of you?
Of me. So my board is attached to my leg. That's how we keep our board with us through situations like this.
Gotta have a leash, brah.
So the board pulls free, and now I'm just swimming in...
Oh, my God.
...the most turbulent, ridiculous spot you could possibly want to be in. And I look back before I know I'm about to take another one on the head, and I can already see myself... pulling down the beach, like you check a line.
Yes.
And I can see myself sweeping.
It's whisking
and I'm just
you.
Like, oh my God, this is like gone from really bad to now way worse. And I'm just sitting there. There's nothing I can do. I can't even swim at this point because
you're
there's another
tumbled.
One coming
oh
for
God.
Me.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
I get under all of these. And when this set has finally passed, I am so far out in the ocean and so far from where I began. And I'm like, all right, let's swim it in. Just start.
But you must have been so relieved that
I was not
was
relieved
done.
Until my feet hit the sand.
Oh
it was one
God.
Of those moments
oh
where
God,
I just went, all of this has just gone so horribly wrong.
So what happens to your board in that situation? Did you have to go and...
Well, so I got in and there was a few, luckily, and this is usually the case, people look after each other. And there were a few people I could tell that had their eyes on me. Mm. No one called because I was fine and I wasn't waving. You know, this wasn't a like, You know, I'm counting. Ow! Right. No, there wasn't. I it could have gone that way for sure, but I just stayed calm and
Can I ask a dumb question?
It's not dumb.
Could you get a thin flotation vest? Would that be helpful? At least then you could rest when you're...
The guys who surf Mavericks use those, absolutely.
Couldn't you just get one?
I could. The truth is that I wouldn't normally go out in surf that size. Normally I would say, you know what? This isn't for me today. I'm going to watch because it's super neat to see the ocean explode like that. But anyway,
This is horrifying. I have to say, I think about this. I push it out of my head as soon as I can, but I think about it. I'm like, he's surfing right now.
It was really...
And to know that you were in trouble yesterday is a freaking bummer, man. I hate hearing that.
So
Was your wife pissed when you went home? And did you tell her how...
Oh yeah. Well, no, my board was destroyed. So what do you mean it was destroyed? The leash didn't break. It tore the little plug that we tie the leash to out of the back end of the board and tore the whole tail of the board apart. So when I got to shore and hit the sand, there was a dude there who had been watching my sort of final
flight.
Swim in through because the shore break, which is the right on. That was 10 foot.
Right.
So it was huge. Just that alone was like, I sure hope I don't get body slammed onto the sand here. When I got to the sand, he was like, I just kept an eye on you and you did great. And your board's over there. And I went over and got it and just looked at the tail and was like, oh my God, this thing got just annihilated, just ruined. Anyway, so when I got back to my car, which, by the way, I was watching from out in the ocean and just going, I want to be in there with my... I never even care about the seat heater. But there I was like, for some reason, that occurred to me. Like, I just want to turn the seat heater on and sit there for a while.
Just experience being alive and not in peril.
How can I get that I Dream of Jeannie, like, blink where I can just be where I need to be?
Right.
Get me out of here, please.
Tabitha with her nose.
Unfortunately, I had to swim it in.
Oh my God.
That was my... I don't know what you were doing at... what would that have been? 12:30 yesterday, but that's what I was doing.
Well, I was raking.
Oh.
Probably.
And then another thing that occurred to me is, boy, I'm really going to spin the dial on my Apple Watch today.
Oh, boy. Did you?
Are you kidding? I swam for my life for 30 minutes. I
was fantastic.
Jesus.
Good Lord, Vinny. Oh my God.
That sounds exhausting.
I'm like drained just thinking about it.
I know
it,
it was. I wanted to tell you the story though, because it really is. The ocean can turn so fast from a pleasure and your wildest dreams come true to a total nightmare in a snap.
Oh my God.
And then my feet hit the sand and I went, and I don't got a scratch on me. Look at this. Like it didn't even happen.
Then you can just be pissed about your board.
Yeah, then
I... Oh, I can't believe it. You tugged away from me and broke. How dare you? Gnarly, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
There you go.
Well, let's all just take a moment here and appreciate that Vinny's here today.
Mm-hmm. Or how about that we're all here today?
No, that you... Listen... Yes, raking is dangerous. You could step on the rake the wrong way. Other than that, no zero danger in my life.
Yeah.
Good All right. God.
How's that?
It's not good. It's scary. It scares me so much. Because you're an effort guy. That's what scares me about you.
Well, unfortunately, that's why I went out. I should have totally been like, dude, you don't even have the right board. You're not even good enough to be out there. What are you doing? But instead I went, I think I got this.
That's so scary.
Well, you can't get good unless you test your limits, and I found them yesterday.
So. Test, you failed that test. You got to go back to basics.
I do need to be a little more careful about where I put myself,
oh,
yes.
Oh, my God. Well, and think about, like, I'm, like, almost mad at you. I mean, it's not really my place to be, but imagine if one of your daughters had said F it to something. Like, you got to stop it.
I'm telling you.
Oh, my God.
Yes, it was not the right decision for sure. There's that spot in particular. There's a few. So Mavericks was breaking yesterday. Huge. We all know that spot. Ocean Beach was huge yesterday, and probably a ton of people went out and watched that. Oh. And then a couple other spots, one of them where I was, also get huge. And so, you know, it was a lesson learned, I guess.
I
got to go buy a new board now. Dang it.
Jesus. Well, look, trashed. At least you survived to buy another board. You should be grateful.
You bet.
Be grateful with every dollar you spend on your new board. And then only go in 2 to 3 foot glassy. That's it for you.
Anyway. Yeah.
Go, go, try. Why don't you try body surfing? That's get a boogie board, man. I hear they're really fun.
Anyway, so what's coming up on the show today?
Boy.
Happy to be here, everybody.
Yes.
Cheers to that. Cheers. We'll toast you in the if we do a happy hour.
Woo!
If you can be free, you can join us. I always send you the link.
No thanks. I'm going to skip the drinking party. That's
not. We're just talking.
That's my
kryptonite. Just because we happen to have drinks.
Right.
It's not like anyone's slurring, Bryn. Okay.
Oh, Sarah. Seriously, you're calling me out, huh?
Oh, Sarah, oh, of all the people, the point fingers. Wow.
Well, you know, I like the point. Mm-hmm. They're handy. They're right here. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.